Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Jane Pratt
and Geoffrey Hodgson.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Our feature this week is both related to a great Norfolk writer and performer, Sidney Grapes. But first, here's information desk. There's little to report on this week's information desk, except to say how good it is to have some warmer, sunnier weather after all the rain, wind and floods we've been having over the past week. I hope you are all outside enjoying it while it lasts.
Well, the Norwich Audio Book Club says if you're no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the 2nd and Air Division Library in the Forum, Norwich, and that's on the second Monday of every month. And to find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is next Monday, the 7th of May. To learn more, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629558. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
And now, on with the local news. Patients needing treatment for serious heart problems could have to travel up to 100 miles under proposals put forward for redesigning the region's health system. Consultants brought in by health leaders in 2016 identified three areas where demand for hospital services was due to outstrip supply in coming years for bosses to focus on. And those behind Norfolk and Waveney's health overhaul, known as the Sustainability and Transformation Partnership, STP, have chosen to look at cardiology, radiology and urology in a bid to ensure patients get the treatment they need. Under proposals for how to treat patients in the three specialities, the county's busiest hospital, the Norfolk and Norwich, would act as the flagship hospital, where all specialist work is done. While the James Paget Hospital, JPH, in Galston, and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, in King's Lynn, would only carry out non-specialist work. But at a county hall meeting last Wednesday, concerns were raised over what this meant for patients. Conservative councillor for Dursingham, Stuart Dark, told the Health and Wellbeing Board, "At King's Lynn, you can't get further from Norwich without getting wet. The concern I have got is what is the difference in level of service, because the journey is 50 miles one way, 100 miles round trip." But Christine Allen, who is in charge of the hospital section of the STP, said, where it was safe to do so, care would be given closer to home. Mrs. Allen, who is also chief executor of JPH, said, I think the most important thing is where is safe to do services would be provided locally, but for those services that require a tertiary centre, we take cancer services as an example, there are services which would not be available at the James Paget or Queen Elizabeth. Patients currently travel to the centre. Plans under the STP aim to save more than £300 million in the area's health service by 2021. But bosses also promised £150 million of proposed investment. While elsewhere in the county services had closed to save cash, leaders here have been insistent enough money can be saved through a focus on prevention and care in the community.
One of Norfolk's biggest and busiest restaurants will be celebrating Norfolk Day with a special menu. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's restaurant will be serving up a menu that showcases fabulous food from all around the county on July the 27th. The restaurant at Norfolk's biggest hospital not only caters for the staff, who need fuel to carry on their hard work, but also for patients, their families and visitors. And at least 2,000 people visit the restaurant daily, and more than 7,000 staff work at the site. The Norfolk-inspired menu will feature freshly dressed Cromer crab salads, meats from Swanningham Farm to fork fresh Fenland vegetables, local cheese platters and chutneys and Norfolk strawberries and cream. Well, the special dishes have been cooked up by the chief director of the Assembly House and Serco consultant chef Richard Hughes and executive chief Lee Parrott. Well, it's only right and proper we join in with Norfolk Day, showcasing the very best of the county's food to a huge audience, said Mr. Parrott. And Mr. Hughes added, our plan at the hospital is to raise the quality of the food, make people's time here as enjoyable as possible, promote local suppliers, and provide some really great meals at what I think is the most important restaurant in the county. The food served at the hospital is vital to aid recovery. It sustains and enthuses the workforce and puts people in a positive frame of mind. Good food can brighten up a very difficult day. We can also promote the benefits of local, seasonal, sustainable food from our own county on this very special occasion.
A ray of sunshine on a rainy day. That was how the launch of a new initiative designed to tackle loneliness was described when a scheme known as Meet Up Mondays took off in Norwich. The idea first came about at the Alexandra pub in Wimbledon earlier this year and has since taken off as a countrywide phenomenon. The premise is simple. Venues from churches to cafes, businesses to schools open up their doors for a couple of hours on a Monday to act as a meeting place for those who want a cup of tea and a chat. It does not have to be every week, and all it takes is giving up some time. Already, the meetups have gathered momentum in Suffolk and Norfolk. Sarah Daniels, who was behind a recent event, said, it's gone much better than we could have expected. I think it's created a sense of community, a sense of friendliness and a sense of kindness.
The region's Mental Health Trust has pledged to eradicate the use of out-of-area beds by 2021. The claim follows broken promises over recent years, but the organisation said it is confident the goal will be achieved this time around as more detailed and comprehensive plans were in place. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust has been hamstrung by a lack of beds for many years, meaning when a patient needs to be admitted to hospital, they can be sent away or to a private hospital. In some cases, patients were kept in police cells for longer than they would have been due to a lack of beds. The Trust spokesman said two new out-of-area placement managers had been recruited to help bring numbers down. He said they monitor bed requests to keep patients within the area whenever possible, and where patients have to go out of the area due to the lack of beds locally, we look to bring them closer to home as soon as possible. In January 2014, the Trust bosses said they would stop sending patients out of the area for treatment within 4 months. This was not achieved. And more recently, the Trust has set itself the goal of October 2017, before being adjusted to the more realistic date of March this year. But this also was missed. Anyway, now national targets have been demanded of all mental health services to stop sending patients out of area by 2021.
Our second feature is about Sydney Grapes and the Boy John letters. We are now going to hear some highlights from the letters. Here is Sam Elmhurst again.